فیلم فیق از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فیق or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant factor.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Hello, good day everyone. Welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech on IRIB English Radio. In today's episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Tabatabai Nejad. Please stay tuned.
جواد الائمه یه جمله نوشتن، چقدر این یه جمله توش درسه.
امام الجواد علیه السلام in an answer to a father who has lost his beloved son said, Indeed, God mighty and majestic only takes from a parent the purest thing he has, so as to magnify thereby the reward of the afflicted. O Master, who is displeased with God, know that God sometimes takes a person's best possession to give him the best of the world. God loved you so much that he took your best possession because he wanted to give you the best things. So God loved me that he gave me such a great affliction. This is why on the day of Ashura you see that the heavier the affliction upon Sayyid al-Shuhada is, the more radiant and open the face of Abu Abdullah became. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and some of his companions had a radiance that made their faces shine. The harder the affliction, the brighter the face of Abu Abdullah. If you give me severe affliction, it is because I know you want to grant me the highest ranks.
امروز خدای متعال بالاترین داشته ما ایرانی ها رو از ما گرفت.
Today God Almighty has taken from us Iranians our highest possession, that is our leader was martyred. We had no possession higher than our great leader, our magnificent guide. He was our highest treasure. God took our highest possession. O people, know that God wants to give you the highest gifts. This is the saying of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. If God takes your pious possession, do not be sad. The merciful God wants to bestow upon you the highest of gifts. May that highest gift be the joyful emergence of our Master, the remnant of God. May God hasten his noble reappearance, the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. O God, bring back that traveler whom hundreds of caravans of hearts accompany, bring back our master. If our afflictions are heavy and wounds many, it is because gifts are great and rewards are immense. They want to grant you, the Iranian nation, such greatness. Hence, they inflict heavy calamities upon you. One must recognize these grandeurs. If a person sees behind the veil, he is always pleased with God. Thank you very much to the listeners of iRab English Radio for staying tuned with the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Tabatabai Nejad. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all and goodbye.